I'm a park ranger and I dig danger, dream of it night and day. And God willing, I'd be out killing people who get in my way.
Yeah! Welcome back to the program. Outdoor Journal, Sportsnet 590, The Fan, Angela Viola, Stephen Labadie, Andrew Holland, Jessica Ellis, and there's that little musical interlude. Tells you it's time for our producer, Jonathan Winters. Hey, Johnny.
How are you this morning?
I'm wonderful. You?
Always.
Always. Is it raining where you're at?
Yeah, it's been off and on, and they're saying in the next hour or so we're supposed to start into the phase of freezing rain, and then it's supposed to get really ugly after that.
Now, what happens to folks like you when that happens? Like, you guys, like, do you hunker down? Because, like, you're out in the middle of nowhere. Like, how do you deal with that stuff?
Well, we do end up with a lot of power outages in this part of the world.
Kidding.
Trees everywhere.
No,
so the limbs come down, kick out the switching, and then Hydro One goes to work to restore power. So for us to lose it is not unheard of. That's why most folks up here have a wood stove or wood-burning appliance somewhere in the house.
You're good? You got all the wood chopped up, ready to go?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'll send Jane out to grab another bundle here in the rain. Well, maybe not. Hey, listen, I want to do a rebuttal here to Chris
Uh-oh.
Whaley. I guess he really took off when I sent him an interview sheet that said that we asked him to take up the slack for Brad Schlorf, and nobody better to take up slack than him.
Give them it till they're done. Come on,
so he
buddy.
Takes a shot at me because I sent him a YouTube video, but I never said anything about anybody going through the ice in that video. I just simply said, So a guy goes out to rescue some deer on the ice on skates. How does he know if the ice is thick enough to hold them? And how many other crazy events are we having at this point in time? Because ice isn't safe.
Do you know what amazed me about that story more than anything else is why would you think that it's any safer to go out on thin ice with skates as opposed to boots?
Like, it's crazy.
What's the thinking there? What's the thinking there that you're going to outrace the cracking ice or something? Like, you can get off it quicker, maybe?
Less contact on the ice?
Less contact on the ice. There's a good one. I like that.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just wild. Now, did you see the video of the deer that locked horns in Saskatchewan?
I read about it. I have not seen the video as of yet.
Well, I got to tell you, it's really crazy. And although it happens with moose, deer, elk, caribou, not common, but they spar, you know, in the fall when they're in the rut and they're the males are trying to attract females and trying to get other males to take off because this is my female. Anyway, what happened was these two whitetail bucks locked horn. This is in southeast Saskatchewan. They locked and they stayed locked. Now that happens too.
Wow. Have you seen that? Have you ever seen that in Algonquin when that takes place?
I've never seen it, but I've heard of it reported where actually the people have come across the antlers in the woods, and there's two sets, and they are locked. So both animals have succumbed to that, right?
Wow.
In any event, this story gets even more complicated and gruesome because after they locked, either one of the bucks was killed in battle, or it was attacked by coyotes.
Oh,
one way or
geez.
The other, coyotes went after one of these animals. And so what happened was that here's this buck with part of the torso as well as the antlers attached and can't get rid of it. So it was reported to a conservation officer, and I've never heard of this. The officer was able to get within 40 meters, fired a shotgun blast using a slug, hit the antler of one of the animals, broke it off, and freed it from this connection.
And they have it all on video? They caught this on video?
The video shows the buck with the torso and the attachment. Doesn't show the conservation officer performing this feat. And I just can't imagine how good a shot that would be. But anyway, kudos to the person that did it.
Wow. Hey, John, what would be the legalities there if it wasn't hunting season? What would be the legalities of somebody other than a conservation officer or some kind of, you know, lawman? What would be the legalities for just a regular person trying and attempting that?
Well, my advice would be just exactly what they put out in the media release from Saskatchewan. If you ever run across something like this, you better contact your local conservation officer, because you're going to have a hard time explaining what you're doing with a shotgun or a rifle in a closed season, or if you don't have a tag or what have you. And you can tell them that, I was trying to do a good Samaritan's deed here, but it might not wash, so turned over the authorities and let them deal with it. And the other side of this, which we often lose sight of, is these events and similar events where animals are, they go through the ice, that happens, sometimes break legs and in the natural course of events, and that's part of nature, and somebody benefits from that. It could be coyotes or wolves or a bear or other animals in the forest. So it is one of those things, and I just would think that for anybody that comes across it, it's highly unusual, but it does happen out there.
And it's nature, right? It's nature at its best.
It's nature. It's a very cruel world out there for all of our wild animals, and many times I think we get sucked into the whole thing of how we have to save the ones and twos, and it becomes very expensive to do, where we'd be further ahead to invest that money in protection of habitat and focusing on really good conservation measures.
And by the way, birds do not get hypothermia. I know you were asking that question.
Well, they don't, and I'm not going to spar with any of the experts on this, but I'm curious. I missed part of the interview. I'm curious about shivering, because apparently birds shiver, and there's a did that get discussed?
No, but we did find out that they don't mind snuggling. They do get together and sort of snuggle and exchange body heat.
And that's so, like you and the Countess.
That's happened on occasion, for sure.
Yeah, well, okay,
You know, that's it. So they do that, and they might shiver during that process. I don't know. I did not ask the doctor to, or whoever. Who did we have on? I'm looking for his paperwork here.
Ted Chesky?
Ted. Do I know? I've got so many guests. You know how many guests I processed here? Oh, my God. Yeah,
You've had four or five all-stars today, and, you know, and Ted, then you cap it off with the doc at the end of the program. How much better does it get than that?
I know. And by the way, here's something for you. Do you know that sometimes during real severe cold temperatures, they have been known, at birds I'm talking about, they have been known to lose a digit or two off of their feet?
I did not know that.
See?
It's there funny.
I'm going to go back and replay, and folks can do this. Anybody who's listening out there and has missed part of this broadcast or any other broadcast, you just go to the Fish in Canada website, and you can pick up any of these interviews.
Look at you.
You can actually even, somebody this week was comparing us to WKRP Cincinnati, and they said that we really should load onto the website that version where they were dropping the turkeys from the air. Remember? Les Nessman?
Yeah, of course.
He didn't know the turkeys couldn't fly?
That's right. I remember that.
So with that, this turkey will get off the air, because you've got better guests in the form of the doc, and I want to hear his report for this week.
Go gobble gobble. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Have a good weekend.
You too, my friend. John Winters, retired park superintendent of Algonquin Park now. I say now as if he just started last week. producer of Outdoor Journal Radio. How long has he been here? How long has he been doing this?
Longer than I have been here.
Longer than I've been here, almost. And we still talk about him as the former park superintendent.
Now it's time to remove that title.
Yeah, pretty soon. Another 10 or 20 years.